through 19. This morning we spoke on that we must choose. We must choose who will serve. We must choose, we must make a choice. That choice is necessary. It's necessary to choose. Not only was it necessary, but it was personal. That choice that we make is personal with the Lord. And then we said it's urgent. We don't need to put it off. But tonight, once you choose Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, there's three things I want to show you in this text tonight that you receive. That you receive as He's your personal Lord and Savior. When you realize that He is Jesus Christ, and you realize He is your Lord, and you realize He is your Savior, the moment you choose Jesus, something changes in your life and you receive some things. I ask you stand tonight as we reverence the reading of God's Word, Matthew chapter number 16 and verse number 13. And the Bible says, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. And He said unto them, but whom say ye that I am? We've got to ask ourselves that question, amen? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord, I ask you tonight to guard my throat and my thoughts. The things that I would say tonight, let it not be about me, but let it be about you. Lord, this morning, I thank you for your Spirit that showed up in this place. Lord, I thank you when we do feel you. And I thank you when we don't feel you. That doesn't mean a thing. You're always there. Whether we feel you or not, Father, you're always there to your children. Lord, I pray tonight as we study a portion of your Word tonight that we realize there are some things that we receive at the moment we make Jesus our Lord. Lord, tonight as we go through this time of Bible study, Lord, tonight I'd pray that you'd search the hearts of these people. I'd pray you search my heart tonight. And Lord God, if there be any hindrance in this room tonight, Father, I'd ask you to remove it in the name of Jesus. Father, let us get a clear view of you tonight. Let us see you high and lifted up tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that everything that we do tonight will glorify your name. Lord, the prayer request that's been mentioned, we lift it up to you. Father, the praise report on Mr. Wilson, Father, Mr. Red, Lord, I thank you for that tonight. Lord God, you're the only one in that business that can heal somebody that's that sick. And Lord, I thank you for that tonight. I thank you for a doctor that prays. Lord, I'd be careful to give you the honor and the praise and the glory tonight. And we ask it all in your Son Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Moment you choose Jesus. The moment that you choose Jesus as your Lord and Savior. At that moment when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and God reveals to you that He is your Savior, there's three things that you get in your life. And Peter said, as we come here and we look in verse number 13, and Jesus came into the coast and He asked His disciples saying, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? You know, He gave them the answer right there, and He gives us the answer as well. He don't hide Himself out, and He don't hide Himself away, but He makes Himself very visible to you and I tonight. He makes it visible in the creation. He made it visible in the cross, and He'll make it visible in His rapture when He comes back. And tonight, as we look into the text, and He said, some say that thou art. So some said that he was not who he said he was. But Jesus Christ said, I am the Son of God. And that's who he is tonight. We never must never get that mistaken tonight. And he is God himself. He is Jesus Christ. He is the one tonight that hung on that cross. And as we read the text tonight, I want to look at this. Peter said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. In verse 16. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona. And Jesus came back with, upon this rock I will build my church. Before we get into this tonight, I want to share this with you. When he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, he did not mean upon Peter he had built his church. When he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, that was on Jesus Christ, his blood, and nothing more and nothing less than the blood of Jesus Christ. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. And tonight, when we choose the side that we're going to be on tonight, we enter into a contest, we enter into a game, we enter into life, and we start living for Jesus Christ. And there's three things going to come your way that you'll understand this as we read. And when we choose to allow the blood to be applied to our life, we become a part of His local body church. We become a part of His local body church. Look with me tonight, if you will, in verse number 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Number one tonight, the moment you make Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, you receive that truth. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. When you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you receive the truth. He says tonight, he said, it's a blessed truth tonight to know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and to receive that truth. It is a blessed truth tonight. He says here in verse 17, blessed are thou, Simon Barjona. He said, blessed are you that you know the truth. Friends, tonight in the world that we live in, it doesn't matter how the world changes the truth will always be the truth. He says tonight, it's a blessed truth. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I thank God in my life when I read this Bible tonight, it is true tonight. You can read a lot of things in the world we live in and not get the truth. You can talk to a lot of people and not get the truth. But tonight, number one, we receive the truth when we become a child of God. He says tonight it's a blessed truth. But I see also it's a heavenly truth. He said, flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. When God opened that up to old Simon Barjona there, you know what he did? He come alive. Hey, he come alive and he knew something had happened. Hey, you and I tonight, when God opens it up to us and he opens things to our eyes and we're no longer hid in darkness, but he opens up things in our eyes. Have you ever read the Bible and you're reading it and you've read it many a times and you go back to a passage of Scripture and you see it totally different on that occasion? You know what that is? That's the Father. That's God. That's the Holy Ghost opening that Scripture up to you so you can accept what God would have for you tonight. He says tonight it's a blessed truth. He says tonight it's a heavenly truth. Hey, but I see tonight not only when we receive that truth, it is a glorious truth tonight. That truth that you have tonight, not only is it a blessed truth, not only is it a heavenly truth, but that truth tonight, it is a glorious truth. Turn with me tonight to Jeremiah chapter number 4 and verse number 1 tonight. It's a glorious truth tonight when we make Jesus Christ our choice tonight. You know it's no burden to make Jesus your choice. Amen. It is no burden. It's a blessing when you make Jesus your choice tonight. He says this tonight in Jeremiah chapter number 4 in verse number 1 tonight. We're talking about receiving that truth and what God has done in our life. This morning when we started praying up here and we started laying on of hands up here in the front, you know what we prayed on? You know who we prayed to? We prayed to Jesus. You know what we did? We prayed in truth, asking Him to heal, asking Him to reveal things in life. But look what He says here in verse number 1 of Jeremiah chapter number 4. The Bible says, if thou wilt return, O Israel, saith the Lord, return unto me, or choose, return unto me, and if thou wilt put away thine abominations out of my sight, then shalt thou not remove, and thou shalt swear, the Lord liveth, here it is, the Lord liveth in truth. There it is. We receive that truth. When we get right where God is tonight and we see Jesus Christ high and lifted up, you know what we see? We see the truth of exactly who we need and what we need in our life. You ever try to tell somebody the truth and you say this? I'm not lying. Huh? Come on now. I know it's Sunday evening. I know y'all wore slap out. Hey, we did stay at about 12:35 this morning. Amen. Maybe we'll stay to 7:35 tonight. Amen? They got to get them somehow. Now, y'all wake up now. Look here now. Let me give you this. Have you ever tried to tell somebody the truth and the first thing you say is, I'm not lying? Do you know why you say I'm not lying? Because evidently when you're telling that person that truth, they're not believing a word you're saying. They done gave you that look and they done shut you off and you're like, hey, I'm not lying. I'm telling you the truth. But you know what Jesus, when he comes on the scene, he does? He never tells you I'm not lying. Because you know why? He said, I am the truth, I am the way, and I am the life tonight. He knows exactly what he's going to do. And when he comes into our life, he gives us that truth and he gives it straight to us tonight. We see here in Jeremiah chapter number 4 and verse number 2 where he says tonight, he says, I want you to know this, the Lord liveth in truth. He don't know truth, he is truth tonight. Can I get an amen? He said he lives in that truth. How would you like to live in the world? No matter where you went, everybody told the truth. You went to your employer and they told the truth. You went to the grocery store and they told you the truth. The president of the United States would have to tell the truth. Everywhere you went, everybody told the truth. What kind of world would that be? It'd be a good one. Amen. He says tonight that God lives in that truth. When you go to God and you ask him something and you pray and you ask God to deliver in your life and he answers you, if he answers it, it is true. When he answers it, it is true. If he answers it the way you like, good. If he don't answer it the way you like, good. Because evidently he's giving you the truth no matter how or why he answers it. That's what he does. Look what he says is, and thou shalt swear the Lord liveth in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness, and the nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him shall they glory. Tonight, the truth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is what we have tonight. When the moment you choose Jesus as your Lord and Savior, when you quit straddling the fence and you say, I'm going to get on the right side, at that moment, that truth comes into your life and it starts living inside of an individual. Since you've been saved, don't not raise your hand. Have you told a lie? Don't raise your hand. You have. You can't help it. Baby, how's this look? It looks good. Y'all tired, boy. Y'all wore slap out tonight. We've all listened tonight, but I want to ask you this. Have you told, get this tonight. Before I was saved, I could lie to anybody anytime I wanted to. It didn't bother me a bit. I lay down and go to sleep tonight. I'd soon lie to you and tell the truth. I'd soon tell you a lie and tell you the truth. A lie usually sounds better. It usually fits better. It usually gets a better laugh. It usually goes better, a lie does. But when you become born again, at the moment you become born again, there's something that comes that lives inside of you, and that is the Spirit of God. And that is what the Bible calls the Spirit of Truth. And when that Spirit of Truth comes inside and lives in the individual, you know what tonight happens? No longer can that individual tell a lie and be comfortable with what they're telling. They have to tell the truth in every aspect of their life. Can they lie? Yes. Will they be comfortable when they lie? No. Tonight he says that when that spirit comes and lives inside of you, truth comes with it tonight. You can't get God without getting the truth. When you get him, you get the truth in your life tonight. He said, Simon Barjona, flesh and blood ain't revealed this to you. The Spirit of God, God Almighty, the Lord Jesus, he's revealed this to you in your life. Friends, tonight, when we try to do what's right, and you know what? We ain't doing it in our own power. It's the Spirit of God that's revealing it in us. It's the Spirit of God revealing it in us when we don't do what's right, when we don't go the right way and we're going the wrong path and we're trying to straddle that fence, as we said this morning, and we got to get on the right side. It's the Spirit of Truth says, quit straddling the fence and get on the right side. It's that Spirit of Truth. You ever wondered about that tonight? He said, flesh and blood ain't gave this to you, but it's the Spirit tonight. You know what we battle with? We don't battle with flesh and blood. As a child of God, it's a spiritual warfare. You ever had something come in your mind? You said, what in the world am I thinking that for? Why is that up there? Then you had to rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You know why tonight? Number one is you received the truth. You received the truth when you was born. The moment you quit straddling the fence, you said, I'm following Jesus. You get on that path, you receive the truth. But I want to show you something else in this text. Not only you receive the truth, and man, this is good. The moment you get born again, not only do you receive the truth, but you receive a target on your back. If you didn't want a target, you shouldn't have got saved. Because Satan hates the children of God. Satan hates the church. Satan hates it. You don't believe me? Look around. Satan hates you. If he can divide this church, if he can put the left side over here, the right side over there, and the middle, don't know what side they want to be on, Satan loves that. He loves division. He loves confusion. He loves that things. If there's division in a church, that's not of God. Hello? If there's confusion in a church and you can't get a hold of it, that's not of God. Confusion's of Satan, not of God. Why? Because God's truth. Jesus is truth. But the moment you was born again, there was a target put on your back. The other day, I was coming down the road to the church. And as I come down the road, I seen Brother Dylan Barnes. I don't know what size bow he had. It may have been 1,000 pounds. He had that thing jerked way back there. And he had an old deer, fake deer, standing out there. You know what he did with that bow? He shot that deer. Why'd he shoot that deer? He had a bullseye. He had a target on there he won't hit. Tonight, when I seen him pull that back, I thought about how old Satan does us. He pulls his target back, he pulls his bow back, and he shoots that arrow at your heart, he shoots that arrow at my heart, and he shoots that arrow more than you've ever understood in your life at the moment you was born again, and you said, I'm no longer going to straddle the fence, I'm going to go with God. At that moment in your life, when the Holy Spirit convicted you, and you got on board with Jesus Christ, and you was born again, at that moment, that target come upon you, and it's on your back tonight. There's not nothing you can do about it tonight. The only thing you can do is just live for God and go on. That's all you can do. As the old saying goes, you just suck it up, buttercup, and go on. That's all you can do. You just got to suck it up and go on. Just get tough. Get with it. Because I want you to know this life that we live is a battle. Man, it's a battle. It's a spiritual battle. And we got to get to that place and realize tonight that the target that's on our back is from Satan. So how do you know that, preacher? Let me show you in the text tonight. Number one, we get the truth when we get saved. We receive that truth, and it comes inside of us. Number two, we receive a target. We receive a target. We receive a target. Anybody that's target practicing, when it comes real time, they usually don't miss. Tonight, look with me in verse number 18, if you will. We're talking about a target. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, there it is, shall not prevail. He said, but he says it won't prevail, but that don't mean he won't come after you. The Bible says it won't prevail. Let me give you this tonight, the receiver target. The gates of hell come knocking, but it can't prevail. It'll come. It'll come to any church. It'll come to any believer. You take a strong church. You take a weak church. It don't matter tonight. A church tonight is going to have opposition as long as we're here. Because we are the church tonight. And I'm not talking about this physical building you can see here. I'm talking about you tonight. You tonight. And tonight, that target that's on your back is coming every single day. You may get a couple hours of rest. You may get a couple days of rest. But the gates of hell is coming against you every single day. You know why? Because you have an advocate in Jesus Christ. And your adversary, Satan, doesn't like it. He wants you defeated. He wants you destroyed. And he does not like it. And I've learned in my life, and I just want to tell you this, when that target, and I know where the attack's coming from, the only way to get over it is by rebuking it in Jesus' name. This week, if you get in a battle and you say, I don't know what to do, preacher, make sure you call on the Lord before you call on anybody else. There's been times I've been going down the road in my truck, and I just start screaming, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Something I used to do, talking about a target on your back, something I used to do on Wednesday night after church, I'd go get my garbage and drag it to the end of the road. It ain't a mile down there, but it feels like one. It may be 100 yards. I'd drag that thing down there. Get this tonight. I'd drag that old green garbage can down there, and I'd leave it, and I'd go back and get it Thursday sometime. I don't do that no more. I carry it early of a morning on Thursday while it's daylight. So are you just scared of the dark? Let me tell you what happened one night going down that old driveway. I got pulling that garbage can down that driveway, and about halfway down it, there's a spirit come upon me. Listen to me tonight. Chill bumps come all over me. Fear come all over me. There was nobody out there but me. There's a fear come over me like you ain't never seen in your life. You could feel it, something on you when you was going down that driveway. I got down to the end of that road, and when I got it pulled down there, I left that garbage can. I turned around to go back, and it was like I was going against it all the way back up that hill. There's a flag on top of that hill. There's a cross on top of that hill. It's been anointed for Jesus Christ. When I started coming back up that hill, the only thing I could say was, Jesus, 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 the sweetest name I know, fills my every longing and keeps me singing as I go. I said, preacher, what was that on you? I'll never believe it was nothing more, nothing less but Satan himself. He said, you believe he can get that close and breathe on you? You better believe it. You better believe he can get close enough to believe on you. If you don't, look at families tonight as torn slap apart, because not because of God. God don't tear stuff apart. He rebuilds and he replenishes. Satan destroys. Satan tears. As I was going down that driveway, he wanted nothing more than me dead. As a child of God tonight, as a believer, you don't want nothing more than you dead. That's what he wants tonight. When you choose to get on this side, and I'm no longer going with the world, but I'm going with Jesus. The crowd don't bother me. I'm going with the Christ. I'm going with the cross. You know what happens? There's a target put on your back. Don't walk around like you ain't got one on you, because everybody's got one. And the longer you don't rebuke it in Jesus' name, the more times old Satan's going to pull back and going to shoot you. The more times he's going to hit you, and he's going to hit you. So what does that mean, preacher? Tonight, I must pray and you must pray. But I understand something tonight in the Word of God. I received the truth, but I received a target when I did. And it's okay. It's okay. You have too. You received, I mean, some of you in here, you got targets on your back anyway. You know what I'm talking about. You say, preacher, what do I do about it? I know this tonight, that the church, his church, may come under attack, but it won't bend. How you know that? Because I'm part of the church, amen? I said I'd never pastor a dead church. Why is that? Because I am the church. You are the church. I refuse to be dead. He bought me. He saved me, so I'm going to be alive and I'm going to be well. I'm not going to pastor a dead church. Okay. Number one, I will not bend. You won't bend. Stay for him. The church will not break, no matter what the world tells you. The church will not bow down to Satan and his authority. It will not do it, because he ain't the one bought us. And tonight, the true church tonight will not burn with Satan in hell, because they've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Folks, tonight, you may gain it, you may catch it here, but you won't have to catch it over yonder, amen? There's going to come a day, son, the devil's going to get what he's got coming. You say, preacher, do you got to wait till that day? Oh, no, just start rebuking him in Jesus' name. He can't stand it. Read the book of Jude. Even the angel didn't bring up accusations. He brought it up in the name of Jesus. Tonight, me and you don't have the authority to fight Satan, but only by the name of Jesus Christ. I want to give you the last thing tonight. I see we have a truth. We receive a truth once we get on the right side and we start following Christ. There's a truth that comes to us. There's a target that gets on our back. But every born-again believer tonight has a task that you must do. You have a task. You say, I don't do nothing but warm the pew. That's not your task. It's not my task. We all have a task. Jesus said here tonight, he said, the gates of hell will not prevail. He said, because I give you the keys. He said, you got a task. You got a task. If you want to get in somewhere, you got to have a key. You got to have the combination. You got to have the key to get in. You can't break in. That's against the law. You can't break into heaven because that's against the law. You won't get in. You can't climb over, the Bible says, because it won't work. How am I going to fulfill this? By the task that he's given you to do. Look with me tonight in the text tonight. There's a task that's been given. And the reason the task is so hard is because of the target that's on you. And the truth that you know. You ever said, I know not to do this? Have you ever been there? I mean, I know not to say this. My wife, I've talked with her and she said, just calm down, cool down. And her favorite words is don't say nothing, please. Please. And Shay Taylor, you hear me, brother? I'll make a mess in a hurry. She'll say, listen, just calm down. Hush. Hush. And when she says, my blood pressure goes about 100. But God's given her to me out of anybody in this world besides Jesus Christ. She can control me more than anybody. She can. She knows how to calm me. but I love her. Folks, tonight, we get to this place and we got a task. We got to remember we got a task to do. The truth's been given to you tonight, and you know not to do that. You know not to say that. You know not to say that. Don't do that. Don't start. Don't pick that fight. Don't get in there. But you do it anyway. Come on, listen to me tonight. Tonight, if you got somebody in this church or you know somebody that you're bitter with tonight, you can't pray till you get better. Listen to me. If you got an ault against somebody tonight or you bitter tonight, you will not and you cannot pray. You can bow your head and do what you want to. But every time you bow that head and you go to pray, that person will come in that mind. Preacher, what I do about you, got to get it right. Because you got a task that you got to do. You've got the truth, you know how to live, but that target's what keeps you from doing the task that he's called you to do. That target. My main problem is I want to run 100 miles an hour all the time. Some of you may have the same problem. Instead of relying on Jesus and saying, Lord, if I don't get to it, it'll still get done. There's a task he's called us to do tonight, and I want to show you this in the book. He says, not only we see the truth and we receive a target, but we receive a task tonight. In verse number 19, he says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. All right, if you're a born-again believer tonight and you're on the right side, you're not following Satan, but you're following Christ, been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you got keys in your hands tonight. You got keys. Every one of you has got a key tonight in your hand, and it's up to you to use it. You say, well, what is the key? It's Jesus. He is the key. There is no other key. There is no other way. He is the key. See, he gave the key because he is the key. He said, I'll give you a key. And look what he says here tonight. Here's the task. And here's what I believe tonight. I'm not 100%, but I believe tonight. If we get a hold of something here at the church, this morning we had a hold of something. Son, right here up front, we had a hold of something. When the congregation gathered around, we had that cloth in the middle, and them elders of the church circled this thing like in a huddle. And then the church come up behind them and laid hands on with them. We had a hold of something this morning. I don't know how long it lasted, but we had a hold of it for a little bit. He said, you've got the keys. And he said, what you bind down here will be bound down in heaven. I believe what we're missing tonight is we're not binding stuff down. We're letting it just go. We know the problem. We know it's out there. But instead of binding it down and saying, Satan, you ain't getting away with this. In the name of Jesus, we just let it go. And he said, but what you loose on earth is going to be loosed in heaven. And I believe tonight there's some things we just let loose. We just let go. We just let it go. Tonight he ain't called us to just let it go. He said tonight that we've got the truth living inside of us. Even though there's a target on our back, we still got a task to take care of tonight. And he says tonight that I've given you the key. And that key can unlock some things in our life tonight. When you got saved, this morning the question was asked to me, who is the elder of the church? What would be the age for an elder of the church? King David was an elder at probably the age 12, 13, whatever age he was when he fought Goliath. The men wouldn't, so the boy did. It's just a book. The men wouldn't, so the boy did. An elder don't determine your age. It determines how you let God lead you. You say, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I've got the truth living inside of me. I may have a target, but I want you to know tonight I got a task that I've got to do tonight. And I want to ask you a question tonight as we close out. If you got the key and I got the key tonight, why don't I use it? Why don't I use it? There's some things we let go and we should bind down and say, nuh-uh, uh-uh. And there's some things that we let go that we should say, that shouldn't be let go, that should be bound down. I believe tonight we got revival coming up in 2 weeks. And I don't want to get right when revival gets here. I don't want church to get right. I don't want to invite a guest preacher in. That's all chaotic. That looks bad. That stinks. No. I won't bring no preacher in here and it be a mess. Bring a preacher in here in this place already on fire. When he walks in, he gets revived before he goes home. Ain't that what it's about? Because you know what? At the end of the day, he can't bring revival. He can't bring revival. There's no preacher good enough to bring revival. You know who revival comes from? God. And the only reason we ain't where we need to be as a church, I ain't never going to be satisfied, by the way. Y'all know that. Y'all know that. You can't be satisfied. You get satisfied, you get complacent, you get complacent. You get cold, you get cold, you get callous. You get callous, it won't be long, you won't even be coming. So if you always just say, Lord, I know you want us to do more. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. What is it in your life before this revival you need to bind down? You said, this morning, preacher, I'm on the right side. But now I'm going to do the task I've been called. I'm going to get on this side, and I'm going to let God lead me. I'm going to let him guide me. And there's some things in my life that I'm going to bind down this week in the name of Jesus. Whatever that is tonight, I'd get it right. He's wanting to do so much in this church. It's unreal. It's unreal. Folks, we look around this crowd tonight, and let's not take for granted the crowd that we got tonight. Just don't take it for granted. Let's love one another. Let's love one another. I told God this week, and it's what I told him. I said, Lord, as a pastor, one task I got is fellowship. We need fellowship. We need fellowship as a church. We ain't gathered in fellowship in a long time until this morning. Brother Kevin, we ain't done sloppy agape in forever. But we did this morning. Some of us so close this morning on one another, it wasn't even funny. If you'll ask him, he'll open some things up. When a person one had a problem coming, gathering around praying for somebody. Tonight, if you got something in your life needed bound down tonight, there ain't a person in this room tonight say, I won't help you. They'll help you pray. Tonight, if you need prayer tonight, what would keep you from taking your key and opening that lock and saying, Lord Jesus, I know you're the way. I know you're the truth. I know I may have a target, but I know you can help me. Tonight, if that's you, I'd be in this altar tonight. We got but a few more days to revival. And I don't know about you, but that Sunday night they come in, I want to be ready. But more than that, I want to be ready in the morning. I want to be ready tonight. Because when I got on the winning side, I received something. And oh, Satan might beat, but he can't take it. He beat all he wants to, but he can't take it. And I take a good beating, and you do too. But tonight I know where my help comes from. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Sister Cagle, won't you come get on the piano tonight? I just want y'all to come tonight.